And I'm Mary Angish. You're Charlie Nardozzi. Hey there.
Hi, Mary.
Home gardeners can start doing those preparation tasks to get gardens and raised beds ready for overwintering. I understand that things like dividing and moving peonies is kind of high up on the list right now.
Yes, this is the time to divide and move your peonies for whatever reason. The most likely reason is that they haven't been flowering very well, and that's due to too much shade, because peonies can last for decades. And of course, trees will grow up around it and provide shade, and they won't flower. So that would be probably the number one reason people want to move their peonies. But some people want to redo areas. Some people want to just move it to a better spot. Whatever reason, now's the time to do it. And it's pretty simple to do, but you have to have a couple things you have to remember. First of all, it'd be great to do it on a cool, rainy day, but who knows when we'll get those. We've got a lot of them in the summer. It's going to dry it out here in September. But it would be nice to do it with cool temperatures when you dig up the whole plant. And once you dig it up, what you want to do is check out the root system. So knock off all the soil, take a look at the root system. And often you'll be little baby plants kind of attached to the mother plant. And you can just kind of tease them out with your hands or cut them with a knife just to remove them. And if you have a big plant that has those, you can make two or three more new plants from that. So take that plant and then find a spot that's going to be full sun for at least 5-10 years. You know, look around and see the trees and make sure you're not putting it in a place where in a couple of years you have to do the same process all over again. You want to dig it there where it's full sun, well-drained soil is really key. Plant it into the native soil. You don't have to add any compost or anything. In fact, you don't want to, because sometimes that'll settle. And if the plant settles too much and that crown where the shoots and roots meet goes more than a couple inches below the soil line, the plant won't bloom for you. So you want to make sure that crown always stays 1 to 2 inches below the soil line. Keep it well watered, and voila, there you are. If everything goes well, hopefully, if it's a big plant, it'll just start reblooming again for you next year. Small plants might take a couple years.
Okay, this is probably the first place for the most popular question this summer. What is up with lilacs? Here is a question from Will in Colchester. Cassandra in Moncton had a similar one. But Will writes, the lilac bushes in my yard and around the neighborhood all seem to have lost their leaves over the past few weeks. What's going on, and can they save their trees?
Yeah, they're such a beloved plant. And so when things started happening this summer where the leaves looked like they were scorched, they were curling, turning yellow, dropping prematurely, everybody was all concerned about it. So we have had a number of questions on this. We've answered them in past shows, but I'm happy to answer them again. It is due to a number of fungal diseases. Those leaves that have dropped, if you can clean them up, that's good. But the big question I think a lot of people have now is, did it kill my lilac? And most likely not. And the way you can check is simply look at the branches of the lilac, and if it has a terminal bud at the end of those branches that's still green, still healthy, still alive, then your lilac is fine. It'll be back next year. If you don't have those, then I would go one step further, get a hand pruner, just clip the branch a little bit and see if it's green inside. Green is always good with plants. So if it's green inside, again, it's not going to be something you need to be concerned about. Next year, if you want to put some compost around it or some bark mulch around it, that's always good, but you know, next year will be a whole nother year as far as diseases and what's healthy and not healthy.
Okay. John in Essex writes, my wife and I are going to take a year off from our vegetable garden next season. It's a small plot, but John writes that he's curious to know what to do with it for that year of fallow. Does he plant a ground cover like alfalfa or rye, or cover it up with plastic, or forget about it? Any thoughts?
Well, I would try to do something. This is an opportunity, John. This is an opportunity to really build up your soil for a whole year. So I would do successive cover crops next year. So starting in the spring, maybe with buckwheat, sow that into those beds, let it grow up. It only takes 30 or 40 days before it gets to a flowering stage. Let it flower. The pollinators love it. Once the flowering is done, but before it sets seeds, chop it all down. I'm a big proponent of chop and drop and no-dig gardening. Chop it all down, make it as a mulch on top of that bed. After a couple weeks, it'll break down enough where you can sow your second cover crop, and that would be a mix of oats and field peas, and that would be something in the midsummer or maybe into August time frame. Sow those in there, let those grow up, and the nice thing about oats and peas is they both will die back naturally in the winter from our cold. So next the spring after that, that would be 2026, I guess, you'll have really good soil that you can just put compost on top and start growing.
Send questions to gardening@vermontpublic.org. Thanks, Charlie.
You're welcome, Mary, and I'll be seeing you in the garden.